country's military leaders. Mr. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. President Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki responding to a question yesterday about whether anything beyond sanctions is on the table.
Well, I think that's why that was called out in the president's comments, as you know. We removed sanctions, the United States, I should say, removed sanctions on Burma over the past decade based on progress toward democracy. The reversal of that progress will necessitate an immediate review of our sanctions laws and authorities, followed by appropriate action. So that's why he called it out. I don't have any additional steps beyond that to predict for you at this point in time.
Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday, and Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals. Iran said on Tuesday it has allowed about 20 crew members of a South Korean tanker seized almost a month ago for alleged pollution to leave the country in a humanitarian move. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seized the tanker and arrested its multinational crew near the strategic Strait of Hormuz on January the 4th. The development came as Tehran urged Seoul to release billions of dollars of Iranian assets frozen in South Korea due to U.S. sanctions. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny appeared in a Moscow court on Tuesday as face violation charges that could land him up to 3.5 years in prison. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Commissioner of Police Chris Tang said on Tuesday that more than 90 people had so far been arrested for national security-related offenses, which he described as very serious in nature.